A year ago this week, white supremacist groups descended on Pikeville, Kentucky, aiming to rally white working families, where they were met by anti-fascist groups from across Appalachia and elsewhere in the country. After a deadly incident in Charlottesville, Virginia in August, many of these white supremacist groups fractured as a result of increased scrutiny and internal power struggles. There is evidence that remnants of those groups have recently sprung up in north-central West Virginia. Dave Mistich takes a look at some incidents where the groups have been active, the community reaction, and how to identify such messages if you find them in your own neighborhood.
In late February, Fairmont resident Stephanie Carter was poking around on a community Facebook group when she saw a post that some suspicious flyers had gone up around town.
So the day after that post, I just went looking, walked around for a couple of hours, and they had kind of narrowed it down based on some of the buildings that were surrounding where they thought it was. And so actually it was right here on this pole.
Carter points to a telephone pole in her working class neighborhood, about a mile from downtown Fairmont. The flyers were from a group called the Patriot Front, a neo-Nazi white supremacist organization, one that would fall under the umbrella known as the alt-right.
They have language like life, liberty, and the pursuit of victory, Patriot Front, blood and soil. The next one is strong families make strong nations, patriots reclaim your birthright, defend your nation. This one actually has a Star of David on it. So pretty overt, I thought.
However, Carter acknowledges that others in her community might not have been able to recognize the more vague, seemingly innocuous phrases on the flyers as messages from a hate group. She immediately pulled them down. A few weeks later, in March, more flyers began to spring up on the campus of West Virginia University in Morgantown. The flyers looked a lot like those the Patriot Front had placed around Fairmont, using the same font and similar designs. Like Carter and Fairmont, those who recognized the messages on the flyers for what they truly were immediately took them down. But these had come from the Patriots of Appalachia, a group that takes even more pains to hide its true intent. The flyers attempted to brand the organization as, quote, a fraternity dedicated to survival and fitness. In taking a look at the group's YouTube and Twitter accounts, their true motivation is clear. When the flyers appeared around campus, WVU Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs Joyce McConnell says the university was quick to respond.
As soon as we knew about them, we notified our university police department because we always want to do everything we can to make sure people are safe. And so our chief of police, Bobby Roberts, immediately began an investigation on who may have posted the posters, whether they were members of the campus community or whether it was an organization outside the campus.
McConnell says the WVU Police Department ultimately determined the flyers came from people outside of the campus community. University officials released statements to faculty and staff citing the First Amendment right to free speech, but also making it clear that, quote, sentiments expressed on these flyers and endorsed by this group are contradictory to the core values of our institution, end quote. Ryan Lentz is a senior investigative reporter for the Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit that tracks the activity of hate groups in America. He says white supremacist groups aim to appeal to those who are unaware of their existence and motivations, from what's printed on their flyers down to their names and even branding.
If you look at the Patriot Front and the Patriots of Appalachia, they're very much cloaking their racist ideologies in imagery of patriotism and liberty and freedom-loving Americans. And so when you look at that, if you're just a bypasser on the street, you don't think, oh my God, that's a hate group. You think, what is this? And all they really want is for someone to be curious enough to go down that perverse rabbit hole and come out the other end, you know, having been indoctrinated and radicalized.
The SPLC has been closely watching groups like these since the early 70s. In the wake of Charlottesville, they've paid closer attention to new groups on the alt-right, like the Patriot Front. While the Patriots of Appalachia appear to be in a recruiting mode and might seem to be linked to the Patriot Front, their ideologies slightly differ, and the two aren't necessarily linked organizationally. But Lynn says they could share players in the alt-right movement.
Yeah, I guess the best way to look at it would be that Patriot Front is a little bit more about that blood and soil fascism I mentioned, whereas the Patriots of Appalachia are taking taking their cues from what Richard Spencer has advocated for, that being an ethnostate, this sort of alt-right ethnostate where, you know, where whites would separate from all other ethnic groups for the purposes of, you know, racial hegemony.
Attempts via email and Twitter to reach the Patriots of Appalachia, as well as individuals identified as being connected to the group, went unanswered. Lint says there have been considerable debate amongst modern-day hate groups on the alt-right about whether they should portray themselves explicitly as white supremacists or shroud their ideologies in a less noticeable fashion.
This is a matter of optics. You know, for years, you know, racists in America paraded in whatever costumes or attire were appropriate for their ideology. You had neo-Nazis in Illinois, you know, with swastika armbands marching through the street, and, you know, and that's not even to mention, you know, the history of you know, of hooded Ku Klux Klanmen and the Klansmen in the South.
Linz warns not to be fooled by the use of the word patriot in the name of a hate group. He also says that although some of these groups are not fully organized, there's always the potential for violence.
Make no mistake about it, white supremacist ideas, no matter how they're packaged, have the propensity for violence. I've often said it, and I'll say it again, it's not a matter of if these ideologies turn violent, it's when they turn violent. And increasingly, as the alt-right continues to fracture and all these different groups appear, the likelihood, or the possibility, rather, of violence is certainly present.
Linz urges people to be on the lookout for this kind of activity and alert law enforcement if they see something suspicious. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Morgantown.